All right. What's up, everyone? Welcome back. Happy Monday. It is just me today. No Jen. I fired her. I'm just kidding. We're going to make this a quick one because I just felt like it. I felt like we could kind of get to the point on this. I want to talk about fear today. So operating your business from a place of fear or reactivity is not even close to a good idea. Making decisions based on fear is another terrible idea. But we do these things. We make the decisions we know go against our values or our principles. We make decisions that go against everything we've set out to do, because sometimes the path just looks easier than to do what we know is right. Let's run through an example. And a lot of you salon owners that listen to us will, you'll know this, okay? You've seen this, you've had it in your salon or shop, and you've seen it in someone else's, right? Let's run through. So you have a hair pro that's worked for you or for whoever, maybe like 5 years, 8 years, whatever. They're not a good employee. They're maybe always late. They constantly need attention. They never stop complaining. They're always attempting to create some sort of drama. They complain about their clients. They complain about colleagues. They definitely complain about you when you're not right there. They speak out against everything, no matter what. Even if it benefits them, they have some sort of fucking problem, right? And I know you know the type, but here's the but. They do $175,000 in service sales per year. So you keep them around because you're afraid to lose that revenue. And so for argument's sake, let's say you pay 40 to 50% commission, okay? That's anywhere from 70 to 87.5, right? $87,000, $70,000, that's not a small amount of money. But you have to ask yourself what you're getting for that money. What comes along with that money? Because you could just take the money and have the person be around, but it's going to cost you a lot more in the long run. It should be safe to assume that most of your other staff aren't fond of this particular person, because that's how it goes. Nobody likes the person that constantly bitches. Nobody. Maybe a bunch of them decide that they're going to leave because they notice that, well, you're not going to do anything about it, and they're over it. They don't want to deal with it anymore. Or maybe clients begin to look elsewhere because people notice this stuff. I know you think, like, if I just bury my head in the sand, these things will go away. They will not. Your clients notice a lot more than you think. Your other staff, they definitely notice. And people notice that you notice and then pretend not to notice, which is awkward, right? If you're going to be a leader, or you're going to find any sort of level of success at all, no matter what, no matter how you define that. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you define success as letting someone else take over your business and do what they want and hinder everything that you've done. Maybe that's how you define success. Of course, I'm being sarcastic. So we heard this recently at a business event. My dog's going nuts in the background. Somebody's probably breathing on the other side of town. Anyways. So recently we were at a business event and we heard someone say, you know, I've had a lot of staff go rent chairs. Should I just change my model to rental? Here's my two cents. Absolutely not. No. You can't make snap decisions because people are being convinced that renting a chair will solve their problems. Look, I'm not anti-renting a chair. Go for it. Do whatever you think is best for you. I think we should all start doing more of what we think is best for us and not trying to cater to everyone else. I would say let them go, right? What is the saying? Peace out, Cub Scout. Do not change your business out of fear. Do not do that. If you put an honest effort in and your due diligence and you arrive at the conclusion that you need to make a big structural change to your salon, then by all means, go nuts, right? I'm here for it. I'll celebrate you. I think it's great. But I don't want people to make these decisions based on the actions of others. Okay. And I understand that it can be frustrating to lose staff. We lose staff. It is what it is. It's part of operating a business. Do you think for a half of a second that a giant place like a grocery store doesn't lose staff? Of course they do. Do you think that police departments don't have turnover? Of course they do. Do you think that restaurants don't lose staff? Of course they do. It doesn't make sense for us to think that people are going to come into our business and stay forever, that they're going to grow and that they're going to look at everything and treat everything the same as we do. It doesn't make any sense. None at all. You might find a rare person that, or even a group of people that really believes in what you're doing and wants to support you. Awesome. Do not think for a second that when things don't change for them, they're not going to make a decision based on what's best for themselves. The same concepts for owners of salons go for all of the employees out there too. Staying somewhere that you're miserable at, staying somewhere that takes advantage of you, staying somewhere that you know that you're not going to last at, or you can't picture a future with because you're afraid, is not the right thing for you to be doing. I understand it's difficult. I understand that it's hard and challenging, but it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be hard. Now, I'm not saying, once again, to make a snap decision and be like, I quit, and just go to the salon across the street and start over. I'm saying to put in an honest effort, do your due diligence, put in the work, check out some different places. We tell people all the time, go get a blow dry, go get a haircut. Don't tell anybody where you work. Don't tell anybody you do hair. You know, if you're a barber and you're like, this barbershop I'm at sucks. They just take advantage of everyone. They're always short on my check. They withhold tips, whatever, whatever's going on, right? Go to another barbershop that maybe you've been following. You all know you're stalking someone on Instagram, right? Go there, have a haircut. Don't tell them you do hair. Check out places. Get a feel for the vibe. Set up meetings with the owners. Have multiple meetings with the owners. And then make sure that you're picking. When you leave somewhere, make sure that you're picking. My wife, Jen, she says this all the time. It feels so good to be picked, right? A place says, we want you to come work here. Yeah, of course they fucking want you to come work here. They desperately need people. It's the market is still in favor where I believe the employee can walk into any business and get hired. It won't be like that forever, but currently 2024, early, what is this, quarter three, 2024, it is like that. I think probably a hairstylist could walk into any salon that he or she wanted and get a job, get hired. So you need to make sure that when you're being picked, that you're also picking back. Does the salon owner's values align with yours? Do the salon owner's values align with yours? Does the business operate from core values? What's the mission of the business? What are they trying to accomplish? If you don't know these things and you can't find the answers to them, move on. It should be something that the business owner, when you sit down for an interview, or the manager, whoever, and you say, what is the mission of salon, whatever, salon X? What is your mission here? And if they can't answer you, run. Because they're just making shit up. If you don't have a mission statement, what are you operating from? If they can't tell you the core values, how do they make decisions? They make them based on a whim. They're flipping a coin, basically. Or they don't make decisions. They let the, something about an asylum. They let the inmates run the asylum or something like that. Whatever. You know what I'm talking about. You don't want to be in a place like that because there's no leadership. And I know it can be scary. Look, this is all scary. Business is scary. Looking at the future of your career and thinking, am I making a decision that's going to set me back? Shit is scary. Hell yeah, it's scary. But it's still a decision you need to make. And I promise you, after putting in the work, an honest effort too, I'm talking not just, you know, thinking you're going to hop to another salon and all, you know, the grass is going to be greener and there's going to be unicorns and rainbows and leprechauns running around and it's going to be amazing, right? You got to put in that honest work, honest effort, and then make the decision. All right. I think that's all I have for today. Just wanted to touch base on fear. I know this is a short episode, but I don't have my counterpart. And she's usually, she's usually the one that blabs. I mean, talks forever and ever. Anyways, I really appreciate you guys listening. Thank you very much. Happy Monday, like I said before. If you guys wouldn't mind, we've love to spread the word of this podcast. So if you could hit 5-star, review for us, if you could leave some words, that would even be better. Something we like even more than that is people when they reach out, even if it's just to say hello. You don't have to like work with us or anything like that. It's just, you know, engaging with the community is what we want to do, right? We have a message. Jen and I believe that everyone in the industry could be successful. I know that's not what everyone else believes because they operate from that fear. You think if a salon opens in the same town as you, that they're going to take your clients. Jen and I have had salons and barbershops in the same buildings as us. They don't take our clients. There's too many people. All right. I'll touch on that a different episode. All right. Thanks guys for listening. And we'll talk soon. Bye.